Hi there, members, and welcome to this Wednesday live session. So much has been going on. I've got all my windows open to double check the fact that I'm up to date with whatever levels are going on. Victoria is a little bit unique at the moment because of the fact they've gone to stage four restrictions. Some practices have chosen to move to level two and level three operations. Some are remaining at level one operations. And as we know, the dental board is our governing body. They're the ones that hand down what level we're supposed to be operating from an Australia-wide perspective. I think it's difficult for them and maybe not possible for them to mandate things in particular states, but certainly Australia-wide, it's mandated level one. If you are a practice that are going to level two and level three, I do hope the information that we're constantly providing to you in the club is helpful for you in that space. And I wish you all the very best in keeping a business viable, keeping everyone safe, and keeping a positive frame of mind throughout that time as well. I wish that for everyone, of course. So let's go for, there's going to be a little bit of a concentration around Victoria at the moment because they have got, with the additional restrictions at play, it means that Victorians cannot travel more than 5 kilometres away from their home. And if they do, it's only, if they leave their home at all, it's only for four different reasons. And so we've needed to go down the path of getting working permits that justify them being on the road to and from in case they're pulled over by the police, all to avoid them getting $1,600 fines, which is a worthwhile thing to try to avoid. So let's go to the club Trello board and have a look what's going on. It's been, I have to say, I've just got on in the click of a heartbeat because I've been prepping all day, working with my direct client practices in making sure that they've got their COVID plans up and running and they've all got their permits. I also wanted to create something for you guys as well. And it just means that I'm a little bit less organized than I normally am. So let's go into things. Go there, share screen. And I don't think I've got any sound going on, but I'll share the sound there anyway, just in case. And here we go. Here is a card for today. There's a couple of documents there. The things we're going to go through, I haven't developed a daily focus for this week as yet, so that might be a bit of a surprise for you guys tomorrow morning when it goes out. I have been trying to think about it. It's difficult to get a daily focus for anything other than, and also the topics for the club live sessions as well, for anything other than COVID at the moment. It might be because I'm a bit in Victoria that things seem to be very much at that pointy end of this is how much information I can store in myself and process at the moment. Don't give me more stuff that I don't need right away. So that might be part of the reasoning why I found it difficult to find the daily focus for today. It may come to me throughout the live session today. So the focus is getting your COVID paperwork in check. We've got the permitted workers scheme happening and the COVID-19 safe plan. Now, this is something that I did look federally and each state has its own COVID-19 safe plan. I haven't studied each of them today simply because I didn't have the time. I'm assuming it's basically the same information Australia-wide than what Victoria's got. I will do further investigation into that to make sure I'm correct with that. And I just wanted to touch on as well, Gary's team building skills. Let me just drag that one up to the top because this may actually, I'm thinking of a daily focus around this already. So Gary is one of our club members. He's magnificent and he has got such a devotion to making sure his team are united and happy, not just because of the COVID situation. He's always had a strong desire to have his team happy and functioning well and creating a great and happy work environment for them. Gary's moved to either level two or level three, I think. I happen to drive past his practice on a regular basis, so I do see how much action's going on. And what he's done, therefore, is he's got a lot of people working from home again. And to keep your team united while they're all at home and they're actually not in each other's physical presence is a challenge. There's nothing like sharing lighthearted jokes over a coffee, commenting on each other's lunches, having a chat throughout the day. These are the things that help us, you know, over the last couple of weeks, we've been talking about rapport building. These are the things that build rapport within our teams and likability in our teams. And we get constant reminders of what we mean to each other and that we really do enjoy working with each other at the practice. When we're working from home, all that's gone. And on top of that as well, there's a bit of isolation, a bit of boredom, a bit of fear and anxiety possibly as well, and just very sick and tired of the same old, same old. It's difficult not to get to try to get the muster up all the motivation to sit there and work by yourself in front of the computer screen. It sounds easy, but I know that I'll take myself off share screen while I talk about this. I know that when I went from owning my dental practice, had that for 10 years, I was the receptionist as well. And so I was there doing reception and practice management there every day. That was my life. And I loved working with people. I loved bouncing ideas off other team members and, you know, solving little problems all the way through the day, the things that you normally do. And then I thought, you beauty, I'll be working from home for myself with this new business. I'll have all the time in the world to create this new business and all the resources that I was going to share within it. And I found working by myself just in front of a computer screen a real challenge. I would get reckless and have to move around a bit. I'd then get into these lulls of just, you know, scrolling through endless YouTube videos or whatever, and lacking that enthusiasm that I would normally have when I had people around me all the time. And I, you know, it sounds silly, but I reckon it took me a good 2 years to move from being frustrated with myself and my lack of ability of working on my own in front of a computer to now I thrive in that space and I work better and get more done now than I ever would have before. I don't get distracted. I don't get up and move around. I have to force myself to break for snacks and lunch and things like that because I'm in the zone. So it took a good 2 years. And so do be patient with your team members if they are working from home, that they need to have whatever tips and tricks that other businesses and employees and each other, the team Zoom meetings that you have together, check in with each other. How are you going? What tips are you using to make sure you can concentrate online for a long period of time? So Gary, of course, is aware of the challenges around keeping a team united through all of these different challenges that we're, that are going on in people's individual lives at the moment. So he developed a Zoom meeting. It was an evening session. No work was discussed. It was purely happy fun times. All the team members got delivered to them in some way packs that had bits and pieces that were going to be utilized throughout this Zoom meeting. And there were trivia things and quizzes and little mini challenges for people to participate in. And my, I've heard from one of the employees there, from one of the people that were, that involved themselves in this Zoom challenge. And she said it was absolutely magnificent. You know, you didn't realize that you could have so much fun and interact so readily in that kind of Zoom space. And at the end of it, think, gosh, that really did boost the team. That was fantastic. So I wanted to send out a congratulations to Gary for doing something like that and to his team who obviously all got on board with it and had a lot of fun with it. And if anyone's interested to know what he did, I can send an email out to him to find out how that was done. So well done, Gaz. That's magnificent. I'll share my screen again. And it's prompted me to think, Gary, as well, and other members, if I'll research other ways of doing, you know, good ways of getting Zoom teams together that aren't work-related, and I'll post them at future live sessions. So let's go get into some bits and pieces around what's happening, particularly in Victoria at the moment. Now, as always, things with government doesn't always roll out smoothly when everything's rushed. And we were all supposed to have by midnight tonight working permits for all of our employees who are going to be on the road traveling to and from work. These forms were accessible by a particular website, government website, which then indeed crashed for most of the day and people couldn't access it. So hopefully you've been able to access it. What I did do was wonderful Tanya, one of our other club members, thank you, wonderful girl, because you sent through, because I had posted that the site had crashed, and you posted through the permitted worker scheme template to me. So thank you. And then we posted it on the club Facebook group. So that was tremendous, Tanya. You're an absolute legend. The document itself, if any of you still need it and you haven't got it yet, I have got it right here, attached to this card. Permitted worker scheme template. So I'll just quickly open it. Very simple to fill out. It always seems to give me a bit of Mary Hill when I try to, let me open it through this and see if that's quicker. So the form itself is very easy to fill out. You've got all your practice details and then each particular staff member's details and what hours they generally work. It took me about 2 minutes to fill it out for one person and then quicker for each subsequent one. So this is the information here. It's a simple 2-page document. And once that's completed and the staff member and the employer have signed it, print it off, give a copy to your employee, scan it with the signatures in place, keep a copy for yourself. It's probably a good idea to have that sort of thing is out there. So as photographed in your phone. So if you lose it, if you forget to pop it in the car, it gets damaged in some way, at least you've got a digital copy of it as well. The next step is the thing that's going to affect all of us in Australia, not just Victoria, but certainly when I was reading the permitted worker scheme, the scheme itself did indicate, and I forgot to double check my source to make sure that I was indeed correct about that, that you need to have your COVID safe plan in place in order to make that permit valid. So that's something I will also double check about as well and provide information for in the follow-up email that I send out with this recording. So plan needed for permit to be valid. I'm sure I read that. That's why I got so pedantic about getting that plan done today for the practices that I was doing it for. So the COVID safe plan, every state has their own. The one I'm going to show you is the one for Victoria. And I've got the link right there. Nope, I've got the link. See, I was just a little bit disorganized. That's creating a COVID-safe workplace. The plan itself is here. There we go. So this is a lengthier document to get through. And the reason it is a lengthier document to get through is because you need to make sure you've got resources to train your team members' aspects in order for this document to be really valid. So let's go through it slowly. I've completed some of all the sections, apart from the business names area, and I have loaded this for you in another little area that I'll show you. So when you first download this form, complete your business information, and then we go through a few different sections. The first one is hygiene, action to mitigate the introduction and spread of COVID-19, and provide and promote hand sanitizer stations for use on entering the building and other locations in the work site and ensure adequate supplies are available for staff. And then it's got the second column, which is where you put your information. I'm going to send you through the template itself plus my populated template. The population that I put in was, yes, hand sanitizer stationed at front entrance door, reception desk, waiting room, staff room, surgery one, surgery two, and yes, hand soap plus paper towels are stationed in surgery one, surgery two, bathroom, toilet, and staff room kitchen. Where possible, entrance enhance airflow by opening windows and adjusting air conditioning. And then my entry has been windows are opened during operating hours in the waiting room, reception, surgery one, surgery two, staff room and kitchen. And so you can just edit out the bits that aren't relevant to you and add in what is. And if you find my entries making your life difficult, then I'll then just utilize the blank template itself, which is going to be attached to this card and also sent out to you in the follow-up email as well. And then we move through things. It gets at this, that stuff's pretty simple. We've already got things in place with some of those initial bits and pieces. And then we've got things like provide training to staff on the correct use and disposal of face coverings and PPE, and on good hygiene practices and slowing the spread of coronavirus. So these are areas where you go, well, I'm sure they know what to do. I'm sure years ago they learned how to manage PPE, but you get that feeling that you'd really like it if everyone had a refresher in it and understood the same information altogether. We have a collective common knowledge around this rather than versions that we've learned and experienced over the past with each team member. And so this is where I started thinking, gosh, you're going to have to get the whole team together at a time that you're not supposed to get the whole team together and do training, or do you hold three different training sessions? Do you do it all on Zoom? What do you do? And so what I decided to do, because then there's a whole bunch of other additional documentation and links to documents that made it a little bit more complex as well. At the end of this document, it's got, I acknowledge, I understand my responsibilities and have implemented this COVID safe plan in the workplace, signed, name and date. So each team member has to do that as well. So what I did was, I've got an application called BombBomb. I don't think I've mentioned BombBomb to you guys in the past, and I'm going to have that as a session that I do a demo of because it's a magnificent tool. I absolutely love it. See, in my emails here, this is how I send out most of my communications to the club. So I've got a whole bunch of templated emails, and they give you the ability to really elegantly display information. So it's not just a whole bunch of words. And I've got my favorites here, the club, Toastmasters, which I'm part of. A lot of you may know I'm part of. So in the club, this is where I've got, it's actually in favorites, my daily focus. So you click on that email, it's already all set out and templated. So when I need to update the daily focus and send it out, I just click in, change the video over, change the content over, and then it allows me to send to individuals or a whole list of people. And I've got the club list there, 50 contacts. How beautiful, 50 practices. Woo! And everyone gets it. So within this BombBomb application, I've created an email that you can send out to all of your staff members. And this is going to facilitate the process of getting all of your staff members on the same page, very aware of the COVID plan and what they need to do to implement it. You've all got the same information, and it's done in a way, especially if they're working from home, it might take them a couple of hours to actually get through all the bits and pieces of it. But even if they don't sit down and do the whole thing in the one hit, they can go, okay, I got up halfway and I can do the rest of the half another day. So let me move through what I've done here. I'm going to hit preview. And hi there, to help staff, clients and visitors to businesses keep safe, workplaces are required to complete a COVID safe plan. While we have implemented many aspects to this plan already, it is prudent to ensure we all have the same information and are reminded about the importance of being diligent in our activities. See the following information, links and videos. We ask that you assess the information carefully. Once you have, reply to this email stating you, and I'm going to change that line right there because I added something else at the very end because we actually want them to sign the document itself. Many thanks. And then we've got divided up different sections that are housed and address the different areas of the COVID safe plan. Some things don't require information within the email, other things do. So it's just information that's going to help them roll out their particular responsibility in keeping the COVID safe plan and implemented process in your practice. So first of all, I've got our COVID safe plan. When you click on that button, that's where you will get this copy. So it won't have your business name and details. It'll have all the other bits and pieces in it, as you can see. You can then download that if you like, put your business details in there, and ask me to reattach your version there. You can, we can certainly get around that sort of thing easily. So first of all, it's got our COVID plan. This is a staff member looking at this email. And then the following content will provide information to support our COVID safe plan. Correct use of PPE. So I've sourced all the documentation that's going to help with this. Do you have another sip while I'm loading up? And we think we know how to use PPE, but reading through it, you're like, oh, I gotcha. It's a little bit different to what I've been doing. It's a nice refresher for all of us. While that's trying to load, I'm just going to put here the Oh, it is within that. I did have it open. When I was saying before, where's that link to creating a your plan? It's within the creating a safe, a COVID safe workplace, of course. So it's housed within that. And on the Trello board itself, the link is right here to be able to get there. Crikey, it's taken a while. Safe fitting and removal of personal protective equipment. Correct process for fitting PPE. So you've got all the surgical gowns, the gloves, the hand hygiene, taking shields on and off, protective eyewear, how to put on gloves, the N95 masks, surgical masks, and also got I thought there was a hand washing one there as well. I think maybe I was going to add that. I'll add that hand washing. Hand washing as well. So that's the correct use of PPE, maybe in the good hygiene link. And then you've got the good hygiene link. And these are all things that are listed, pardon me, in your safe plan. You've got to make sure that they are aware, that your staff are aware and have been trained in all of these aspects. So that's an actual link to a web page because of the amount of information that was in it. And there is also a short video in there as well. So your hygiene, when you are well, when you are sick, pardon me, goodness me. And then we move down to environmental cleaning. Whenever a visitor leaves the practice, a team member is to use disinfectant wipes and clean all areas that would have likely been touched by the visitor. At the least, it will be the front door handle and the sanitizer pump at the entrance. If they were a patient, it includes then the surgery door handles, patient chair and handles, spittoon area that they have stored their personal items. It may also include reception desk, FPOS machine, pen for signing credit card slip, waiting room chair. And if the amenities were used, it includes the bathroom door handles, taps, soap pump, toilet and toilet flush button. When couriers deliver goods, cleaning and the outside of the package is required. Again, they touch on couriers and what happens when they enter your practice as a visitor. Cleaning supplies. The staff member we have nominated to order cleaning supplies and ensure adequate stock levels for our increased need of these items is usually your ordering person. Visit a triage process. Our triage process for any worker or visitor to the practice is no symptoms of illness, have not been in contact with anyone with symptoms of illness, zero known exposure to a COVID-19 positive case, face covering upon entrance, use of hand sanitizer upon entrance, patient to attend appointment times alone or one child with one guardian. Employees do not attend if unwell. And then the plan moves through your physical distancing inside the practice. And it does suggest that for the staff areas that you do have floor signs that help encourage them to socially distance. And so I've given you the image there. You could print it on a piece of paper, laminate it, blue tack it to the floor in just the staff room and maybe the stereo room as well. I know that the stereo room in one of the practices that I'm in is quite, one of them is quite large, another one's quite small. The one that's quite small, there's a sign on the door, only one in at a time. Of course, if they've got full PPE on, that physical distancing doesn't become an issue. It's just like they're in a dental surgery situation. However, if they do reduce down their PPE to do their steri, to transfer it to cleaning equipment or whatever, then you might want to have the sign on the door one in at a time, or put these on the floor if the area is large enough that two people would actually be standing in there. And certainly with the staff room, that's quite often a common place for everyone to gather for lunch and coffees and things like that. So if you wanted to roll out a really effective COVID safe plan, you'd also, and you'll see this noted within one of the answers here, that they say, you know, what are you doing to make sure that everyone's remaining 1.5 meters apart? And then you could start to stagger lunch breaks with only two people in the room at one time, in the staff room at one time. You could stagger people's starting times and make sure that, yeah, only a certain number of people are using stereo room at a time. If you haven't already installed one of those screens at the reception area, it does say also consider doing that. Of course, it's a consideration. That's not a must. Social distancing signage. So here, this is when you click on this link, it gives you the document of the 1.5 metres apart, just that little reminder. And you may wish to print these ones off, again, laminate them, cut them off so you've only got, you know, of course, one, keep 1.5 metres apart sign at a time, but have maybe one up in the waiting room, in the stereo room, in the staff room, just by way of reminding everybody. And then reporting a positive COVID-19 diagnosis. Should a member of staff develop any symptoms of illness, they are to report directly to and nominate somebody who is going to have done a bit of research around being able to determine if the symptoms this person is experiencing are flu-like symptoms or cold-like symptoms, COVID-like symptoms, and not just a bit of hay fever or a bit of gastro and things like that. So have somebody, it would be ideal if it was a dentist because they have studied more medicine than the rest of us, but have a think about who you're going to nominate for that, because what we do need, because we are so passionate about having only healthy people inside the practice, when we have only healthy people inside the practice, then we can make sure that we are really reducing down any chance of any kind of transmission and remain open. Staff members need to know, at what point do I tell somebody I've got a sniffle and who do I tell? It will then be determined whether that staff member should be on site or not. Should any staff member be tested positive for COVID-19, the detail via the following link. And there's another link for you there. And that's from WorkSafe, and that goes through what you must do as a business. And it says it up the top somewhere. Must notify WorkSafe immediately after becoming aware that an employee, independent contractor, employee of the independent contractor or self-employed person has received a confirmed diagnosis of COVID, of coronavirus. Or if the employee, independent contractor, etc., has attended the workplace within the relevant infection period as well. So that's an important document to read through, and that link is found within that email. Cleaning and disinfection of workplace after a COVID-19 exposure. The following document provides detailed information on the cleaning and disinfection process we would undertake in the case of a COVID-19 exposure. And the link to that is it there? Let me have a little look here. It should be there. Oh, I know why it's not there. I hit URL instead of file. It was the actual document rather than a link to a website page. So that document details exactly what you need to do if you've had a COVID-19 case in your practice, all the cleaning processes that you need to go through in order to kill the virus. So it's quite detailed. Hopefully you'll never have to tackle that lengthy, lengthy list. But at least you've got the information there, and if you've all read it, then at least you know what you're going to have to do if that should happen. Preparing our response to a suspected case. The following document steps us through our process of preparing a response to a suspected or confirmed case of COVID-19. This one is also a document. So reading through that, it's a lot of information, isn't it? But what I would love is that just people to read it. I don't need to then understand they're going to have to apply that straight away, because it's going to be extremely low chances of you having to go through and clean your whole practices if you had a COVID-19 case, for example. At least you have an awareness of what's there and you know exactly where to go to should you be in a position where you need the information. And then down the bottom here, it says you will notice on the first document, our COVID safe plan, that there is a place for you to sign confirming you are aware of your responsibility in helping to implement our COVID safe plan. We ask that you sign this document, scan or take a picture of the signing sheet and return it to the practice. Please ask questions if you require any further clarification. Keep happy and safe management. So the way you can edit, so what I'm proposing to you is that whoever would like this email, should I send it to all 50? I don't want it to appear on people's inboxes and they have no idea what it's all about. So let me know if you would like this email so you can then forward it on to your practice staff members. And this is how I'd do it, and this is what you would then do. So I'm going to send it to myself. My internet's very slow today. I do apologize. I'll send it to myself there. I'm just going to stop share. Oh, I think I can pause share, can't I? I'm just going to pause sharing for a moment just in case it, my emails label people. And it does. I've got two clients already that have emailed me in the past hour. Just going to refresh that. And there's the email itself. Resume share. So you will receive this email in your inbox. And then what you need to do in order to edit it to better suit you, you will be forwarding it on to your team members. Make this a bit bigger. And you just delete the forwarded part of the email, come up the top, delete the full text, obviously, enter in all your team members' names, address them in whatever way you would like. With the COVID safe plan, you can actually change the link to that. You would actually be just wanting it as a document. So with that, I would just write there instead. See? Where will it let me? Let's have a look. The attachment for our COVID safe plan. And it looks like my link has disappeared from there too after doing that. So that's good. So that's how you can get your COVID safe plan attached to this email that you're going to send to your team members. The following content will provide blah, blah. And so they'll have all those links. All those links will be part of it as well. When a staff member, we have nominated to order cleaning supplies and ensure adequate stock levels for our increased needs, and we put here Sally. Then you move through, I think everything else is fine. And the only other part that you would change is what email to return the signed document or mobile phone number to send the image of the signed page to. And then you, sign it off the way that you would normally like to. And then you hit send and you've effectively edited that document so it is relevant to you guys. I'm just going to open up that document again. So just to move through the other few areas. And so first of all, as we said, that there were, what are you doing at the moment for sanitizer and hand soap and airflow in the practice and PPE and the use of PPE and replace high touch communal items with alternatives. All non-essential items have been removed from our waiting room. High touch soap dispensers have been replaced with motion detector units. Other high touch areas are managed with our environmental cleaning is conducted after any visitor to the practice has left. And then we go through action to mitigate the introduction and the spread of the virus, the environmental cleanings there, and the cleaning supplies is there, all in the email. And ensure that all staff that can work from home are working from home. Do you have multiple sites that you have to consider? The triage process. Again, because your team members will be reading this, so the information that they need in order to implement this COVID plan will either be listed in this document or it'll be within a link that is provided within the email itself. The distancing within the worksite, the floor markings, the floor signs. I don't think you'd have workstations where people are facing each other. So I've just put a not applicable there. And how you can stagger people's starting time so they're not collecting at the front door waiting for one person to unlock the door and they're all in their social gathering at the front. Provide training to staff with the social distancing expectations while working. Staff have been trained in social distancing inside the practice because by the time they've moved through that whole email, they have been trained. The delivery protocols of packages. Update work rosters and timetables where possible to ensure temporal as well as physical distancing. We limit the number of people in the place at any one time. Just making sure that everything is included. Establish a process to record attendance of customers. So this is another thing that by nature within dental surgeries, we always know nowadays with how good the software systems are for our dental practice management, that the patients that were on site, all their contact details, what time they arrived and what time they left. The thing that we don't have is for the lab delivery guy, the parcel delivery guy, the mailman, if he walks in and delivers bits and pieces to you. So other visitors. So I'd encourage you to make sure that this plan is complete, that you have that miscellaneous column in your software or some other means, that the minute someone new comes in or unexpected comes into the practice, that you register that. Ideally, you have you get their name and their mobile phone number. The whole purpose behind it is to not just track one person's behaviour should they have been diagnosed with the COVID-19 virus, but the other people that they were in contact with during that infectious stage, that we've got the means and ability to contact them and say what has happened, that they have had a possible exposure to the virus. And so you do need people's names and contact phone numbers when they come in. They may be used to giving that now. So maybe in the miscellaneous column, you register that at the time it happened. So then you've got a very clear reporting structure should anything happen, because if somebody else that isn't part of your practice, if they got a diagnosis of COVID-19 and part of the assessment of who they may have come in contact during the infectious stage is your dental practice, then you need to be able to provide the Department of Health and Safety Services, what is the Department of Health Services, you need to be able to provide them, while this person was in our practice, this is who else was in our practice. And so you do need this kind of elegant reporting system around that. Also with the, to provide guidance to staff on the effective use of the reporting it from an occupational health and safety perspective. And I've got that as a link right there. Why don't I not put that in the email? I might pop it in the email as well. So the occupational health and safety link. Then we move through the action plan to prepare for your response. And this is more of a, some parts of it's more of a business thing. So prepare or update your business continuity plan to consider the impacts of an outbreak and potential closure of the, so planning ahead. What are you doing to make sure that you're on top of these issues? We keep all the files digitally. That's when I was saying the DHHS will be contacting you for information around who was at your practice at any one time, should they need to. And so make sure that you have got an acknowledgement there that you're aware of that and that you're doing something to make sure those reports can be readily available to them. Prepare to undertake cleaning and disinfection at the practice premises. That's all. And I've put in this one here for the next few. The cleaning and disinfection process we would undertake should there be an exposure to COVID-19 case is detailed in our practice manual via the document entitled such and such. And those documents are the ones that are within the email. I would encourage you to download the documents themselves and have them part of your practice manual under the heading COVID-19 management. So you've got the practice manual does include all that additional information. Prepare to notify workforce and site visitors of a confirmed or suspected case, and et cetera, et cetera. So things that I've just said, these processes are detailed in our practice manual. I did try to find to confirm that your workplace can safely reopen and work can return to work. Interestingly, I couldn't find the reopening process anywhere online. So I'll certainly continue my search around that. I'm gonna put that as a little thing as well. So I'll be able to get some additional work done on this tonight. So hopefully your follow-up email will have a little bit more information. As I say, it was all a bit rushed today. The whole thing and all the communications around levels and restrictions, and I had so many people calling me about it, it became quite a rushed day, a full day. And of course, that's where your team members will sign it and send it back through to you. So I hope that is of assistance. I think that email that I've constructed that you can then send to your team members will be enormously helpful. That once you've got all of those signatures back and your team are quite clear of what they have processed, the information that they've processed, I think you're going to feel very confident that if anybody said to you, are you up to date with all of your paperwork and have you got your COVID safe plan in place, you can go, absolutely. And we've done it in a way that anyone can cross-check that training in the email and go, yep, they've ticked all the boxes there. So I hope that you'll find it. You're going to find that really helpful. do let me know. There'll, on the follow-up email that everyone gets, there'll be an area there where you can request that email be sent to you, and I will get that out to you presently. So the last thing we need to do today is to decide on the daily focus. Oh, it's gone. And I'd like to take a leaf out of Gary's book for the daily focus. I think becoming a little bit more creative in the way you communicate on Zoom is something that a lot of us have been, I know that I have been a part of so many Zoom meetings now, and with the altered backgrounds and people trying to wear funny hats, and a lot of it can seem a little bit ranky. But do have a look at doing just a purely lighthearted Zoom meeting with your whole team. What I will do this coming week is provide some information on what I find online, and if Gary can send me through what he did, if there was, you know, a particular process he went through, then this week I'll be sending you through bits and pieces that you can do online via Zoom with your team members that aren't just work related, that they are a little bit more team building, a little bit more fun, and a little bit more just reminding each other that you do enjoy each other's company, and you can be a great support to one another as well. There's a whole different set of ethics around Zoom, and that's going to be, I think I'm just formulating the daily focus more so. So I think every day this week there'll be a different element around Zoom: how to conduct effective team meetings on Zoom, how to conduct a casual meetup and fun, entertaining meetup on Zoom, and some of the ethics around Zoom as well, such as, you know, do we have to get dressed up in professional attire? And how long is it reasonable to expect someone to be sitting there on a Zoom meeting for and waiting for each other to speak and all the rest of it? So we'll get some of that information coming out to you for this coming week. So I do hope you find it helpful. The first one will come out first thing tomorrow morning. Please let me know if there's anything that I've missed on tonight or that you've seen in contrary to information about. I am loving the collaborative feel of this. So I get information from all sorts of members, and it helps me then present a more informative live session for everybody. So also let me know what challenges you are going through. And I'd love to know whether you're, what levels you're functioning on, and because of those levels, where your challenges lie, where your queries lie, that you want to make the best of a bad situation, the best of a level 2 or 3 situation. So please do remain in communication with me around that. I can help in many ways, hopefully. That's my intention, is to help in many, many ways. Have a beautiful evening, everybody. And I do look forward to getting all this information out to you. So from tomorrow onwards, you can start getting that COVID safe plan in place. As I say, there's a different one for every state. So it might be worth jumping on your own state site, making sure that all the information that they require is the same. I'm pretty sure it would be. Have a beautiful evening. Thank you so much. Bye.